It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Douglas Sells. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto family. Now here's your host, Douglas Sells.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Week 2 was a good one for the area's high school Catholic teams as they combined for a record of 5-2 in non-conference play, including a win in our CCO Game of the Week as Bishop Watterson knocked off Olentangy-Orange 17-14. Also last week, the Sales beat Lancaster 32-22. Hartley handed Wheelersburg its first loss in the last 36 regular season games 51-20. St. Charles fell to Eastmore 46-15. Reedy topped West Jefferson 30-23. Newark Catholic lost to Seneca East 20-2, and Fisher Catholic dominated Crestline 35-7. Tonight in our CCO Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto family, it might be the last game ever for a long-standing rivalry as Hartley hosts Reedy. Randy Reinhardt and Coach Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play, beginning with the pregame show at 6:45 right here on AM 820. Also tonight, DeSales travels to Youngstown to face Cardinal Mooney. Watterson battles Walsh Jesuit at Ohio Dominican, and St. Charles is on the road at Independence. Tomorrow night, Newark Catholic welcomes Columbus Academy to Whitefield. Time for a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with our color analyst, Larry Wolf, about last week's Watterson Olentangy-Orange game and preview tonight's Hartley-Reedy showdown. Then we'll talk with Watterson head man Brian Kennedy and Eagles wide receiver and defensive back Antonio Audino. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Save up to $7,000 on a new Jeep Cherokee or Chrysler Pacifica during the summer clearance event. Release a new Ram 1500 for just $213 a month. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Bishop Watterson goes to 1-1 on the season following a 17-14 upset win over Olentangy-Orange in our CCO Game of the Week last Friday night. Our coach, Larry Wolf, brought you all the action. He joins us now on the preview show. And Larry, Watterson jumped out to a 10-0 lead but fell behind 14-10 in the third quarter. How easy could it have been for the Eagles to think, oh no, here we go again, and start folding the tent at that point?
Well, when you go through what Watterson's gone through the last couple of years, you're talking about one of the proudest programs in Ohio high school football history. And to lose like they've lost the last couple of years, and then to get a lead and to see it evaporate so easily, it would have been understandable to see them just kind of fold the tent. Except they wear those doggone gold helmets, and they've got that tradition that says you will not quit. You will fight through, and you can say that's all hokey-pokey and it's all craziness, but I'm telling you, when times get tough, tough people find a way to get through it. And the Watterson Eagles last Friday night was one of the most inspirational games I've ever been a part of. It was absolutely a David and Goliath game, and rather than quit, it looked like they doubled down and got tougher. And the final drive was just spectacular, just absolutely spectacular.
Larry, it was your first chance to see Eagles sophomore quarterback Jacob Hoyan, and he was very efficient last week, going 22-27 for 188 yards. What did you like about his game?
He throws such a nice, soft ball to catch. I was down on the sidelines watching him pregame, and the nose of that ball just turns up ever so slightly. And some quarterbacks overthrow it, and they throw a nose-down spiral, and it's hard to catch. His ball is so soft, and it's so beautiful to watch. And as he gets bigger and stronger, he's going to spin that baby a lot harder, and it's going to come with a lot more velocity. But I really like the whole look of him. He keeps his feet underneath him. He does everything that you want a quarterback to do, and you keep forgetting he's only 15 years old. So he's going to be a good one.
We're joined by our color analyst, Larry Wolf. Larry and Randy Reinhardt at Jack Ryan Field tonight for the Hartley-Reedy rivalry. It's our CCL Game of the Week. You can hear it live immediately following the preview show right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Reedy and Hartley are not scheduled to play again after this game tonight. Starting next year, Reedy will do a two-year rotation with the other CCL schools and then look to move into the Mid-State League. This rivalry definitely in Hartley's favor the last decade, with the Silver Knights last win coming in 09 when their head coach was a guy by the name of Larry Wolf. How difficult is it, Larry, to think that these two schools may never play again after tonight?
Well, I hate to think that it would be never. I just think that it's, you know, it's going to be a little time off because of the rotation and all that good stuff. But, you know, it's tough. As football gets less and less popular in the sense of moms and dads and fewer kids are playing it, it's going to be harder and harder for the smaller schools to keep a team. And for Reedy to have to play Watterson, DeSales, St. Charles, Hartley, you know, it's a lot to ask of a small school with, you know, 400 kids and 170 boys or whatever they have to line up against some of these bigger schools. So it's going to be sad to see that it could be the last game, but I'm hoping it won't be permanent.
Larry, you've called these games now. You've coached in these games. What's one of your favorite memories from this rivalry?
Well, it seems like when Coach Geyer and I were coaching against each other, the team that should have won always lost, and the team that should have lost always won. It's just one of those crazy things that happened back and forth. In fact, I talked to Coach Geyer tonight. I called him on the phone and asked him if he was coming to the game, and he's not. He and his bride of 55 years are celebrating their anniversary tonight. So, you know, I want to wish Coach Geyer a happy anniversary. But I knew at some point it would be Coach Geyer's last game. And you always worry, you know, here he's my mentor, and you want to win the game. You know, I'm not giving him a victory just because it's his last. But at the same time, you know that you're going to be on the field for his last game. And his last game was a very emotional game for us. We won the game. But it's a funny story. He came on the field, and you know, you have all your footballs laid out perfectly. And, you know, football coaches are so anal about those things. And Coach Garrett came on the field, and I yelled at him from about 30 yards away, "Hey, Coach, how you doing?" and all that stuff. And I said, "We're going to beat you tonight, Coach." And he started kicking my footballs all over the field. I mean, it took me like 5 minutes to find all the footballs. I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "You're not going to beat us tonight. We're going to win." I go, "Okay." So for 2 hours, we weren't very friendly with each other, but for the rest of our lives, we'll be good, good friends. So I love the rivalry. It was a fun rivalry to coach in. But, you know, I miss being on the sidelines with Coach Geyer and enjoying those moments.
Certainly has been one of the greatest rivalries in Central Ohio. We really look forward to hearing you and Randy bring us the play-by-play of the Hartley-Reedy game about 40 minutes from now. Thanks a lot, Larry.
Okay, we'll see you guys later.
Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhardt bring you all the live play-by-play of our CCO Game of the Week immediately following the preview show, and keep it on AM 820 after the game for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, brought to you by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Our Ryan Baker and This Week Sports Editor Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio, and they'll talk with the winning coaches and players from key games. You can be a part of the show. Tweet us your scores at AM 820 Scoreboard and get all the scores at our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. Bishop Watterson picked up its first win of the season with that thrilling come from behind 17-14 win over Olentangy Orange last week. Eagles head coach Brian Kennedy joining us now on the preview show. And coach, just how proud are you of the way your players battled back to win that one?
Extremely. You know, we thought we did a really good job early. We jumped out on them. And, you know, it was a hot night. You know, with 35 kids, we wore down a little bit. They got the lead there late in the second half, and our kids just found a way. I mean, it was so gratifying for me as a coach to see the kids, you know, all their hard work pay off.
Coach, the past couple of years, you guys haven't won a lot of games, and definitely not the close ones like that against good teams like Orange. How much can a win like this, what can it do for your young team?
Well, it certainly would give them confidence. I mean, you know, it helps with the buy-in with all we're doing. You know, I think the challenge is with a young team, you know, we have a little bit of success. You know, what do we do the next week? Are we able to come back that next week and perform at a high level? Or, you know, do we kind of lose our edge just with one win? So that's been our challenge this week with those guys.
Speaking with Watterson head coach Brian Kennedy, and as you alluded, the next one up is Walsh Jesuit tonight at Ohio Dominican. Now, you lost to the Warriors last season 37-34 in double overtime. At one point in that game, you were up by 14 points. Do you guys feel like that was a game that they let slip away?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we've talked about the kids. I had the seniors talk to the underclassmen this week about, you know, what it felt like to get on the bus after that game. We were up 14 in the fourth quarter and just let it slip away. So that's, you know, again, trying to keep the kids focused. You know, that's our challenge, is stay focused and finish.
Coach Doug mentioned you're playing the game tonight at Ohio Dominican. You'll play another home game there later this season. What went into the decision to play at Ohio Dominican?
I think it's a good venue for us. You know, it's close. It's a nice stadium. You know, there's a natural kind of connection with it being a Catholic university. So I'm excited. The kids are excited to go out there.
All righty, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, fellas.
Watterson head coach Brian Kennedy. You know his Eagles had to be pumped up after that big win over Olentangy Orange last week. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Watterson senior wide receiver and defensive back Antonio Audino about that on Wednesday.
Antonio, a huge 17-14 win over Olentangy Orange last week in the CCL game of the week. What did it feel like when that clock hit zeros and you guys had the win?
Yeah, it was really awesome, especially after the 22-0 loss last year. It was nice to finally get a win versus Orange this year. And
you guys had the 10-0 lead. They come back in the third quarter, get a couple touchdowns. They take a 14-10 lead. Was there any kind of feeling on the bench like, oh, no, here we go again, because the past couple years how things have been here?
Yeah, no, we felt pretty confident. I mean, the momentum was going. We were driving down the field. We just had to stay focused and put it in one more time.
You mentioned confidence. Coach said you guys struggled a little bit at the start of practice today, but here at the end, you guys were as loud and as vocal and as up as I've seen you guys all year. Did that win, you think, really give you guys some confidence here going into week three?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're just trying to pour over as much confidence as we can into this game and try to get the win, go 2-1. So
this next game, you guys take on Walsh Jesuit over at Ohio Dominican this Friday night. Last year, the game with them was a close one. 37-34 in double overtime. You guys lose. You had a 14-point lead in that one. Does that give you guys a little extra motivation heading into this one, thinking you got some payback?
Yeah, definitely. We have to come out with a win this week, especially after the 34-37 double overtime. We're looking to put a lot of points up and win.
Speaking of points, Walsh Jesuit hasn't scored any in their first two games so far. You're one of the defensive backs on this team. What are you guys going to have to do on defense to try to keep that streak going?
We're going to have to shut down the flats this week a lot. They like to throw it in the flats. So we feel pretty confident with the deep ball and the run, so just the flats this week.
Well, Antonio, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you get inside. Good luck this Friday night against Walsh Jesuit.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Watterson wide receiver and defensive back Antonio Audino and our Ryan Baker for that. The Eagles taking on Walsh Jesuit tonight at Ohio Dominican. Time for a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller. Then it's Newark Catholic head man Ryan Aiello. That's straight ahead on St. Gabriel Radio's Catholic High School Football Preview Show.
Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get 0% for 72 months plus $1,000 on most new Fords during the summer sales event. Release a new Ford F-150 for just $399 a month. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com, and remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Fisher Catholic is 2-0 for the first time since 2009, following last week's 35-7 romp on the road at Crestline. Irish head coach Doug Miller joins us now. And coach, the past couple of weeks, you've talked about the hard work your kids have put in, and now they're starting to see the results to open the season. How much confidence do you see growing in your players now?
Well, I'll tell you what, our players are they've been confident since day one, but they understand now that they can play with bigger, stronger teams as long as they continue to execute. And that's one thing that I'll tell you, you'll see out of our kids, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Our kids are really executing the game plan, and I'm going to tell you, they're very aggressive and love to hit.
Coach, you talked about your defense there for the second week in a row, very stingy, and they even chipped in on the scoreboard with an interception return for a score and a couple of safeties. They hold the Bulldogs to less than 100 yards of total offense. Other than the execution part, what is really working for your defense so far early on this season?
Two things. One, our defensive coordinator's gotten really creative with
with reading fronts and creating fronts for our opponents, and it's hard to lock on to backers when you give different fronts. And it's really helping us improve our secondary play, too, because it gets defensive linemen up on quarterbacks quick or up on running backs quick. That and the fact that we've got some really, really talented kids in the right positions. Last year, we didn't have that luxury. We were teaching our kids how to play football. This year, we're teaching them how to execute. So, again, big difference.
Coach, you mentioned there about some of your athletes that you have this year. One of them is Nick Crooner, sophomore, that's contributing on both sides of the ball. Talk a little bit about his development.
Other coaches from other programs say that he may be one of the best kids in the MSL this year. He actually, in my opinion, he's one of the best kids I've ever coached. He's disciplined. He is a yes or no sir guy. He's focused, and he just gets it done. And I don't care, on both sides of the ball. He had a pick six. He executes well this last weekend. And the kid will, I'm telling you, instead of getting 1 yard, he's going to give you three. Instead of getting five, he'll give you six. He's just that kind of guy.
Speaking with Fisher Catholic Doug Miller, his 2-0 Irish with the night off tonight. You had a game scheduled against Reigning Sports Academy, but due to some unfortunate circumstances, that game had to be canceled. So you, I would imagine, will be out scouting a future opponent tonight, Coach.
We actually are. We're up in Ridgedale tonight. We're going to see what Ridgedale looks like. We think they're a good football team. They'll be a great challenge to our kids. So we're on the road tonight watching our opponent.
All right, you got Ridgedale coming up a week from tonight. So good luck in that one, going to 3-0 on the season. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you next week, Coach.
Thank you, fellas.
Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller. Newark Catholic was held to 137 yards in total offense in a 20-2 loss to Seneca East last Friday. Green Wave head coach Ryan Aiello joins us now on the preview show. And, Coach, that Tigers defense was pretty good.
Yes, they were. They did a great job. Very physical up front. They had a great scheme. And it was a lack of our execution as well. I mean, I don't want to take away credit one bit from Seneca East. They had a great scheme, great players, but we definitely did not execute to the best of our ability.
We're joined by Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello. His Green Wave hosts Columbus Academy tomorrow night at Whitefield. The Vikings graduated quite a few players from their playoff team from a year ago, but they still have some great athletes, including explosive wide receiver and defensive back Dorian Moultrie. What worries you as you get ready for Academy, Coach?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that young man is a very talented player, and they've got a few others surrounding him. Very quick, very fast. This is by far going to be the fastest, quickest team we've played up until now. So that poses a variety of different threats. They do a great job on the perimeter, getting that ball outside. So we've got to be great in open space. That's got to be our primary focus. And again, it comes back to fundamentals and techniques, making sure we're wrapping up, we're making those sound tackles in open space. And defensively, they do the same thing. They've got some athletes, some speed in there, some quickness. Their linebackers, very aggressive. They bring in a variety of different pressures. So we've got to be sound up front in our passing game and in our run game.
Coach, last season, Academy beat the Green Wave 38-0. Do you get the sense that your kids remember that game and they're a little more focused this week and would like to get a little bit of payback?
You know, I'll tell you, it's definitely something we've brought up, but we brought it up more from a schematic standpoint. You know, just reflecting and learning from our mistakes last year. You know, a big focus for us when I took over was to really focus on the future, right? What we're trying to build. So I don't think, again, revenge is necessarily the word. We've just got to prepare to the best of our ability, fundamental techniques, and just focus on each play as it comes.
All right, Coach, good luck tomorrow night.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. I really do appreciate it.
Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello, his Green Wave taking on Columbus Academy tomorrow night at Whitefield. When we come back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, we'll check in with St. Charles head coach Deke Hoker and Cardinals wide receiver and linebacker Peter Griffith. Then we'll talk with the sales head man Ryan Wiggins and Stallions defensive tackle Rodas Johnson. Stay with us.
Is your local business or franchise trapped in the digital equivalent of purgatory? Meet the digital marketing experts at RevLocal. We'll help you maximize your online presence with a personalized approach. By connecting your business with powerful technology and a dedicated strategist, RevLocal delivers seamless digital marketing for businesses that want to be validated by existing customers and discovered by new ones. Learn more at RevLocal.com.
We're back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. St. Charles gave up 27 third-quarter points en route to a 46-15 loss to Eastmore last Friday night. Cardinals head coach Deke Hoker joins us now on the Preview Show. And, Coach, you had to be happy with your team's performance in the first half. You were down just 13-8 at the break. What did Eastmore do in the second half to take control of this one?
Well, like you said, we executed what we wanted to do in the first half. I mean, we ran the ball well. We tried to get the ball out of some of their guys' hands. They have about five or six guys that any time they touch it can score. We came out, made a couple mistakes early in the third quarter, but give them credit too. We didn't tackle well, and they'll make you pay. All of a sudden, they score a couple times, and we're down. This week, we just need to come out in the third quarter and execute like we did in the first half versus a really good Eastmore team.
Coach, your running back Taylor Bryant was a lot of your offense last week, rushing for 92 yards and two scores on just 19 carries. How was he so effective against the Warriors?
Taylor is a hard-nosed kid. He's a football kid. He runs hard, and he demands a lot of attention to get him down. But you know, our offensive line blocked well. We had a couple other backs in there helping block for him, too. And he took care of the football. We had some good field position. But, you know, Taylor is he's a good back. He's a good football player. He's a really good linebacker. He does everything for us. He's just a blessing to have on the team.
We're joined by St. Charles head coach Deke Hoker. His Cardinals traveling to Independence tonight. The 76ers were a playoff team last year, Deke. What have you seen from them this year?
They're a well-coached team. They're really disciplined. They're going to try and run the ball, get the ball in their best players' hands. And that's we have to be lined up correctly. They're going to get to the line of scrimmage and come at you. And like I said, we have to be ready to get lined up correctly quickly because this team's well-coached. And we just have to run the ball and tackle.
Good luck tonight against Independence.
All right. Thank you.
St. Charles head coach Deke Hoker. The Cardinals have 11 returning starters from last season's team, including wide receiver and linebacker Peter Griffith. Our Chris Higgins spoke with Peter earlier this week.
Peter, Friday night, you guys start off the game 8-7 first quarter, 13-8 at half, way better than you did week one. Talk about your guys' start on Friday night.
I think we had a really good start. It was definitely an improvement from the Scioto game. We showed a lot more offensive and defensive presence, and we held that all the way up until through the first half, and then that kind of fell off, but it was definitely an improvement from last week.
The third quarter was the one that stung you guys this week. They scored 27 points, took you guys out of the game. What was the main issue there in the third quarter?
Just the mental mistakes. We were just letting out big plays that could have been stopped easily. We were making our fits and then missing tackles. It was all mental things we knew we needed to do but didn't get done.
Now you're adjusting to a new quarterback this year. He had a rough night for him, three interceptions. What can you do better as a receiver to help kind of get more adjusted this year?
Ben played football with us freshman, sophomore year, and then had the year off last year. So we're senior receivers are a little bit more accustomed to him. So we have a little bit of chemistry, and just as a receiver to help him out, I think we can run our routes a little bit better, be a little bit more precise and less lazy in how we're running things. And as a team, we all just need the offensive line block, us run, he throw. So let's get it done.
All right, this week you guys play Independence. They got beat by 42-0 by Johnstown. They gave up a ton of rushing yards, 342 yards. Looks like a game where you guys might be able to get things going here on offense. What do you see on tape, things you can exploit against Independence's defense?
Things we can exploit, I think if we just play our game, the game that we've been playing for the last two games, and we've been playing 3-7-on-7s throughout the summer, if we just adjust what we need to adjust and get done what we need to get done, then our offensive scheme is going to play just fine to what they're running.
Third game into the new system. You think team's pretty well adjusted now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're all getting used to them and running things the way we want to.
All right. Well, good luck this week against Independence. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
Our thanks to St. Charles senior wide receiver and linebacker Peter Griffith and our Chris Higgins for that. The Cardinals travel to Independence tonight. St. Francis de Sales racked up over 500 yards in total offense in a 32-22 win over Lancaster last Friday night. Stallions head coach Ryan Wiggins joins us now. And coach, against the Golden Gaels, you had 231 yards passing, 289 yards on the ground. Is that the kind of balance you're looking for out of this new offense?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when you look at the total yardage, there was a ton, and honestly, without a few mistakes, I think there could have been more. But you're looking at, you know, opportunities where you had to run the ball and get first downs, move chains, or kill some clock. I thought we were able to do that in terms of throwing the ball, being able to take what they give you. You know, we were able to do enough of that. So we're happy with it. I mean, happy with the win, but still a lot of things we can do so much better, and so we're going to strive to get better and better if we can.
Coach, running back Joey Velasquez rushed for 123 yards on 17 carries against Lancaster last week. That was his first 100-yard rushing game. As much of a contributor as he was last year, does that surprise you at all?
It surprises me a little bit, but 2 years ago, Joey contributed as a tailback, but Alonzo Booth was the guy who had most of the carries. Last year, Brian Osamoah had the majority of the carries in terms of running out of the eye, and that's one of the things with the offense. It just, you know, the way we've ran it, it's really been one or two guys, and we're trying to utilize more guys. That's one of the reasons we've made some tactical changes here, is we're trying to spread it around a little more, you know, try to utilize some different guys, make it a little harder to defend. Yes, I was a little surprised. Joey's still a horse. I mean, he still can get you the tough yardage when you need to. But I think ultimately being able to move it around a little bit opens everything up for everybody, and I think that helped Joey too.
We're joined on the preview show by DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. His 2-0 Stallions on the road at Cardinal Mooney tonight. Since 1972, coach, when the OHSAA began playoffs in football, only 9 programs statewide have at least 50 postseason wins. Both DeSales and Cardinal Mooney are in that group. How special is that?
Well, it's a great stat. And I was asked this question last night, and I think anybody that's followed high school football knows how good of a tradition that Cardinal Mooney has. Been that way for some time and continues to be. And, you know, our history is pretty good as well, and a lot of good teams over the years and things like that. So it's two really good medium-sized Catholic schools knocking heads, and you know, it's a physical, good old-fashioned Catholic football game.
Last week in the Cardinals' loss to Akron Hoban, Mooney gave up a lot of big plays. Now, Coach, I know it's Hoban and they're one of the best teams in the state, but is that something you can hope to capitalize on tonight?
Well, I would hope so. You know, I hope we can get in some different mismatches like we have with our personnel. You know, I'm hoping they can force them to overplay one side or the other, and, you know, if they overplay the run, hopefully we can get the perimeter. If they overplay the perimeter, hopefully it opens up the run. That's what's going to be interesting, is a little bit of a chess match there. Mooney's very, very well coached. They're physical. They're used to winning, and they play good people. You know, it's not as if we're going to roll in there with some good players and surprise them. They see that every week. So, like I said, good, hard-fought high school football game.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight against Mooney.
Okay, thanks, guys.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. One of the top college recruits in the area is Stallions defensive tackle Rodas Johnson, who has 30 Division I college scholarship offers. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Rodas about the recruitment process earlier this week.
Rodas, a big 32-22 win over Lancaster last week. You guys gotten off to a nice 2-0 start here. Over 500 yards of total offense last week. You guys have changed up the offense a little bit this year. How much fun are you guys having in this new offense?
I mean, it makes our job as linemen easier and just allow our skill guys to go to work. So it's fun to see what they can do and just get them in space. So I can't complain.
You guys jump out to a 19-0 lead last week. They get a couple touchdowns, cut it to 19-15. Any nervousness creep in at that point? Because you guys took the game right back over.
No, sir, because we just trust in each other. We had the trust there, the bonding, and we just listen to our coaches, and we just have all the trust in them, so no problems.
You guys move on this week. You take on Youngstown Cardinal Mooney. Do you guys like the road trips? Is it a good time to bond as a team?
Yeah, we like the road trips. We're pretty quiet on the way up there, but the ride back after a win is nice. But the thing, the downside about that is just a 2-hour drive, you know, just coming off the bus, just trying to be amped for the game. But I think once we get off the bus and we get into it, we'll be all right.
Talking with Coach here at practice a little bit, he said Mooney's pretty big and physical up front. I'm guessing that's right up your alley there as a D-tackle on the defensive line. Talk a little bit about the challenge this week they're going to present.
You just got to stay in our gaps, make sure our linebackers are clean to make the plays, and just do our responsibility and just be coachable, and we'll be all right.
Now, Rodas, you're one of the most highly sought-after recruits here in the Central Ohio area. I think they said you've got close to 30 Division I college scholarship offers. Talk a little bit about the recruiting process and what that's been like.
It's been real cool. I mean, you just got to stay humble throughout it. Just remember what got you there and how to just maintain it. Because once you get to that level, you're the same. Everybody's the same as you. Everybody's a 4-star. Everybody's a 5-star. So you just got to continue to work and remember how you got there.
Well, Rodas, thanks a lot for for this. I'll let you get back to practice. Good luck this Friday night when you guys take on Mooney.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Our thanks to DeSales defensive tackle Rodas Johnson and our Ryan Baker for that. The Stallions heading to Youngstown tonight to take on Cardinal Mooney. We'll take a pause right now. When we come back, we'll check in with Reedy head man Brian Cross and Silver Knights running back Jack Foley. Then it's Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield and Hawks defensive lineman and tight end Walter Carricker on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Save up to $7,000 on a new Jeep Cherokee or Chrysler Pacifica during the summer clearance event. Release a new Ram 1500 for just $213 a month. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Bishop Reedy bounced back from a season-opening loss with a hard-fought 30-23 win over West Jefferson last week. Silver Knights head coach Brian Cross joins us now. And, Coach, you're up most of the game. West Jeff ties it at 23 with just over a minute left. Then your running back, Jack Foley, seals the win with a touchdown run with 27 seconds left. How crazy were the final 2 minutes of that game?
Oh, it was very crazy. When West Jeff scored, then they had to go for 2 points to tie the game, and they scored those 2 points. And they kicked off to us, and I think we ran it back, I don't know, to the 35-yard line around there. And to be honest, I went out and talked to the team. I said, hey, we're just going to run out the clock. We're not going to try to score. It's less than a minute to go in the game. We're going to try to play for overtime. But we flopped our line and said we were going to run an ISO left, and lo and behold, little Jack, so he went up through the middle, made a couple moves, and took it down to the 2-yard line, and then he scored with, I don't know, 35 seconds to go in the game. Unbelievable.
Coach, your offense, very balanced last week. 183 yards on the ground and 238 yards passing. Is that something that you're trying to accomplish this year?
Well, yeah, we know we have to get more out of our passing game than we have in the past. And we have two really good receivers, Tyrese Hudson and Jayshon Norris, and both of them had over 100 yards receiving the ball. And it's pretty tough to be able to cover both of those guys, and obviously West Jeff had some problems with that. And then you add Jack with his 175 yards rushing, and we were very balanced. And in order for us to be successful this year, we're going to have that type of pass-run balance.
We're joined by Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross. His 1-1 Silver Knights taking on rival Hartley tonight. It's our CCL game of the week right here on AM 820. And, Coach, the Hawks have won 9 straight in this rivalry. What makes Hartley so good?
Well, I think the offense they run, it's a wing T hybrid offense, and they run it extremely well. You only have 1 week to prepare for it, and it's very difficult, especially with the talent they have. And then defensively, they run a 3-3 stack defense, and they just have athletes on the field, and they're tough, hard-nosed kids, and they're just a solid football team. I mean, they have been for a long time, and they're going to be a handful for us, without a doubt.
This is the last time that Reedy and Hartley are scheduled to play each other for now. Does that make it a little more special for your players tonight?
You know, I hope it's more special, like it is. It's our last opportunity to compete against them. And in the past couple of years, we've played them pretty tough for one half, and then they just wear us down, and they ended up scoring, you know, a lot of points against us. But this is our last opportunity, and, you know, for a rivalry to be a rivalry, you know, there's both teams got to get some victories, and we haven't had any for a while. So this is our last chance for a long time, so I know our kids are excited, and we will give it our best shot. We're prepared for them, and I know they're a really good football team, but we're excited for this chance.
All righty, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross. Not only did Jack Foley score the game-winning touchdown last week, but as Coach mentioned, he also rushed for 175 yards and another score. Our Chris Higgins caught up with the junior running back at practice this week.
Jack, exciting game last Friday night against West Jeff, 30-23. You guys prevail. Talk about attitude of the team out of that one. Had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, that was a great game to be in, a great game to win. All week we were really working hard, and we felt confident about our game plan, and it was a pretty close game, and we scored, and then they battled back and tied it up, and, you know, just we kept a mindset, you know, sometimes like that when a team has a big play and they come back, it's easy to hang your head and get down on yourself. But we kept on fighting and we were able to tough it out and win the game.
On a personal note, you know, you make the winning score there in the last minutes there to make it 30-23. Talk me through that play.
Oh, man, that's a play that you just dream about ever since you're little watching football. But, you know, we blocked it perfectly. And I remember running up, and then our fullback, Donovan Sanders, made a great block on the linebacker, and I just cut up through and took off from there.
Now, you had 174 yards, another touchdown, after not really having a pretty subpar game. Had to feel pretty good to get the offense going because everybody else was able to put up good numbers. So, offensively, you guys got to be feeling pretty confident.
Yeah, it's great to get some confidence back after obviously getting shut out against Genoa. So, we're looking to keep moving along on offense this week.
Speaking of this week, it's Hartley. Everybody knows how good they are, powerful team. Last year, you guys dropped 42-10. What can you guys do this week to make it a different outcome?
You know, we just got to prepare like it's just another game. You know, everybody knows how good of a team they are. But, I mean, you know, anything can happen. As long as we work hard and stick to our game plan, you know, we've got a really talented team. And I think if we play as hard as we can and execute, then things can go well for us.
Last year, you were one of the bright spots when you guys played Hartley. You were able to get some screen passes and some little stuff where they, you know, kind of where you hit behind the line and were able to bust off some big runs. This year, you're not so much a fresh face this year. You're a known commodity this year, so Hartley's going to be probably game plan mainly to stop you. So how does that help you prepare this week to put a little extra work in?
Yeah, definitely. You know, got a team. I know that teams know about me more this year, but just got to – it just makes me want to work harder every week.
All right. Well, good luck this week against Hartley, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much.
Our thanks to Bishop Reedy running back Jack Foley and our Chris Higgins for that. The Silver Knights heading to Hartley tonight. Speaking of the Hawks, they snapped Wheelersburg's 36-game regular season winning streak last Friday night with a 51-20 romp. Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield joins us now on the preview show. And coach, in big games, you need your best players to be your best players. And you certainly got that with Jalen January and Phillip Cole both scoring two touchdowns. Your quarterback Miles Fleming made some big plays. How vital was all of that?
It was great. You know, so many kids contributed in so many different ways. And obviously the big players play, but Angelo Evans had a huge game. You know, defensively, we had a lot of turnovers. I mean, George Denora took one back to the house here in the fourth quarter. I mean, we had a lot of guys that really stepped up and proved themselves. And that's what you need to have. You're going to beat the best teams on your schedule. Your best players have to play the best.
Coach, you mentioned your defense. You forced five turnovers last week. How were you able to do that against such a good, experienced offense?
You know, I think we played probably better coverage than what I think they had seen here recently. People were so scared of the two great receivers, and they are great receivers. They're really, really good players, Matthews and, you know, the other one, number two. And the people played off them and gave them so much respect. Listen, we respect them a ton, but I think when you respect guys, you got to press them. You got to make it difficult for them. And we did that. And we didn't really get shaken up. You know, I think a lot of teams, they like to ask for penalties early because we do play such tight coverage. And, you know, they got a couple early, but that didn't back our kids off. And I was really happy about that because we don't want them to back off. Played them real tight, and that's how we want to play them. We want to play real tight coverage on those guys, and we think that gives us the best opportunity to be successful, and it proved true at least last Friday.
Speaking with Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield, as Hawks welcoming CCL rival Reedy to Jack Ryan Field tonight in our CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family, live right here on AM 820 and stgabrielradio.com. That comes your way immediately following the preview show. And Brad, the Hawks and the Silver Knights aren't scheduled to play again after this season, ending a rivalry that's 55 years in the running. What are some of your favorite memories of this rivalry?
My favorite memory, no question, is the 2013 game. I mean, we were state runner-up that year, 9-1, playing them week 10, which was kind of the traditional time to play them for many, many years. They were undefeated. They were 9-0 coming into that football game, looking for their first undefeated season. And they were a state semifinalist that year. It was a great, great football game. Coach Cutler had the program humming. They had a ton of kids. Kids were very excited about playing for him, a lot of enthusiasm. And we beat him in overtime in a great, great football game. So that's kind of my favorite game. But obviously the most memorable might be my first year. They beat us 52-6 and probably could have been worse. You know, they played really well. We weren't quite ready to handle what what they were doing and didn't play very well, but yeah, they got us. And gosh, that game didn't take very long because it was such a whooping, but it felt like I was on that sideline for 6 hours.
Coach, talking about tonight's game, Silver Knights running back Jack Foley is a really good one, and he's pretty small for a running back at just 5'4", 145 pounds. Is it difficult to replicate him in practice because of his small size?
Well, we tried our best. You know, we want to. If I said surround him one time this week, we've said it 1,000 times. I mean, you have to surround them with all of your run stoppers. You know, nobody. I don't think we're going out for getting the big stick or the big hit of the week or those kind of things. We just want to get them surrounded. I mean, we had great players a year ago who really had huge hits on them, and he just kind of squirted away. So we need to do a great job of getting as many people as we can to the football and him. And it's all about him. I mean, their offense runs through him and those two really good receivers.
All right, Coach. Thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight against Reedy.
Thanks, guys.
Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield. Throughout the years, families have been divided over the Hartley-Reedy rivalry. Hawks defensive lineman Walter Carricker knows all about that, and he spoke with our Ryan Baker about it at practice Wednesday.
Walter, a big 51-20 win over Wheelersburg last week, snapping their 36-game regular season unbeaten streak. Yes, how sir. Important was that win for you guys coming off the loss to Toledo Central Catholic the first week?
I thought it was a really important win, especially because we kind of lost momentum going into the season, but I'm really glad that we got the dub because it just really brought everyone back together. And like now people, all of us, we really trust each other more. We know we can like win against big teams.
Coming off that loss, I know a couple of coaches were down, you know. You don't get beat like that very often here at Hartley. When they cut the lead to 34-20 last week, Wheelersburg did you guys have any nervousness or panic in you at all?
No, we didn't have any nervousness. We just knew that we had to just still keep playing the football game. We liked to keep playing a physical game. We just had to keep coming at them, and, like, we weren't worried at all.
On defense, you guys forced 5 turnovers. What did you guys do well defensively last week?
I'd say we were really good at rushing the defensive line and having the linebackers coming up right when the defensive line were going up, especially covering receivers.
Moving on to this week, you guys, it's an old rivalry here, taking on Reedy. You've had family that played in both sides of this game, cousins that went to Reedy, your older brother playing here for Hartley. What are some of your memories of Hartley-Reedy games?
I just knew, like, they were always just really intense games, and, like, no one would ever give up. Like, it was just always a physical battle, and they always just played through the whistle.
This is the last Hartley-Reedy game for quite some time, at least on the schedule for the foreseeable future, as Reedy kind of transitions towards a mid-state league schedule. They're going to play other CCL teams here the next few years. Is it kind of weird to think that this is the last Hartley-Reedy game?
Yeah, it is kind of weird, especially since I've been watching just CCL football since, like, second grade. And then usually I would always look forward to the Hartley versus Reedy game. And it's just, it will be really weird just not seeing it on the schedule in the future.
What would you like to see from you guys this Friday night?
I'd like us just go out there and pound them and just beat them like how we have in the past.
Well, Walter, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you get back to practice. Good luck this week when you guys take on Reedy in the CCL game of the week.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Bishop Hartley senior defensive lineman Walter Carricker for that. It's the end of an era as the Hawks take on Bishop Reedy tonight for what could be the final time. It comes your way in our CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family, immediately following the preview show, which we'll wrap up right after this final timeout.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Week 3 of the high school football season is about to get underway for the area's Catholic teams. Just moments from now, Waterson takes on Walsh Jesuit at Ohio Dominican. DeSales travels to Youngstown to battle Cardinal Mooney. St. Charles is on the road at Independence. And in our CCL Game of the Week,
it might be the final chapter in a 55-year-old rivalry as Hartley welcomes Reedy to Jack Ryan Field and right here on AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com. Tomorrow, Newark Catholic hosts Columbus Academy. Don't forget, after the game tonight, keep it here for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio and talk to the coaches from around the area. If you have a score, send it to us via Twitter at AM820Scoreboard and visit our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. On the other side of this break, it's Randy Reinhardt and Coach Larry Wolf bringing you all the live play-by-play of tonight's Hartley-Reedy CCL Game of the Week. That'll do it for us on the Preview Show. For Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Thanks for listening, everybody, and enjoy the game.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get 0% for 72 months plus $1,000 on most new Fords during the summer sales event. Release a new Ford F-150 for just $399 a month. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.